He later died. And Arundel County police have arrested a suspect after shots were fired at a sports bar on Arundel Mills Circle in Hanover. Police responded to the scene for a report of a fight overnight Sunday, and while officers were investigating, a single gunshot was fired and a suspect with a gun was taken into custody. Police say there were no injuries. And the Baltimore County police officer who was shot outside of the Wilkins precinct on Thursday has been released from shock trauma. Family members, fellow officers, and members of the medical staff were on hand as the officer exited the hospital on Sunday. Stein on Sports and the exclusive WCBM Weather Channel forecast next.
WCBM News is brought to you by Safe Retirement Solutions. Call Rod Barowie at 410-266-1120. Call Rod Barowie now at Safe Retirement Solutions, 410-266-1120.
Since 2004, Jim Barbie Automotive in White Marsh has been your trusted name in automotive diagnostics and repair. Located at 10821 Philadelphia Road, we deliver dealer quality parts and service without the dealer price tag. Need fleet services? We got you covered. Our ASC certified technicians guarantee top-notch results for your vehicle. Call 410-335-8848. That's 410-335-8848. Or visit JimBarbieAutomotive.com. Jim Barbie Automotive, where quality doesn't cost, it pays off.
Rapid radios are instant push to talk walkie-talkies, offering national LTE coverage and no subscriptions ever. Business owners can keep in touch with up to 200 staff members at one time. Go to RapidRadios.com now for up to 60% off and free shipping.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
So just who are the Grand Canyon University Antelopes? Well, the answer is actually an NCAA mainstay. The Lopes, as they are affectionately called, under fifth-year head coach Bryce Drew, have now made the NCAAs four times in the last 5 years, and as a 12 seed last year, upset fifth seed at St. Mary's. Terps head coach Kevin Willard was asked what he knew about the program.
Bryce is a heck of a coach. I'm pretty sure it's his third straight NCAA tournament. They play fast, been there before. The best thing I know about it is I have tremendous respect for how good of a coach Bryce is.
Drew has actually taken three teams to the NCAAs in his career. The game time is 4:35 p.m. on Friday. And the Terps aren't the only local team in the tournament. Mount St. Mary's under head coach Donnie Lynn, a 2010 Loyola University grad, won the MAC and earned a first four trip to Dayton, Ohio. They'll play American University Wednesday night at 6:40. The Eagles coached by former Terp Dwayne Simpkins. The winner moves on to play number one Duke on Friday night. Busy weekend for the Blast at TU Arena, beating Utica Saturday night 9-6, but then falling to St. Louis on Sunday 7-6. Blast in fourth place in the MASL have clinched a playoff spot. Coming up in 30 minutes, Gunner eyes opening day. And that is Stein on Sports.
Stay and relax with Hilton Garden Inn in Owings Mills with easy check-in using their digital key. Just download their Hilton Honors app. Whether it's a corporate event in Owings Mills, a leisure event, or get together for drinks at the grill, you can always wake up to a made-to-order delicious breakfast to start your day. Reach out to their sales department for your upcoming catering and events. Call the Hilton Garden Inn, Owings Mills at 410-654-0030. You can always count on the Hilton Garden Inn, Owings Mills, making it right.
At 10:06, here's the exclusive WCBM Weather Channel forecast.
The rain moving out, cooler air showing up today. Will turn out partly cloudy, 58 this afternoon. Sunshine's back tomorrow, temperatures warming up, 65. Wednesday, still dry, 70 the high Wednesday. I'm meteorologist Terry Smith from the Weather Channel. For Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Currently, it's 54 degrees in Dundalk, 47 in Owings Mills, and 52 in Moncton. I'm Maggie Hunter, 680 WCBM News.
Stay connected and informed. Listen to Talk Radio 680 or stream us on your PC, tablet, or phone at WCBM.com. Kim Klasick Live starts now on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
All right, happy St. Patrick's Day to all those that celebrate, which is pretty much everybody. I mean, nobody dislikes St. Patrick's Day, do they? You know what? I've never met anybody that dislikes St. Patrick's Day. So happy St. Patrick's Day to you. Happy Monday to you. It's also time that you can reset, set some new goals this week. What you got going on, you know, try to stick with it. Also, we were talking before the break about Senate Bill 587. That is the Maryland Reparations Commission. And before the break, we did have our caller, Joe, who believes that a reparations commission is necessary. Here's, again, my take on it. This study into reparations has been done a million times. I promise you that. You can even look it up. Remember when Karen Bass, the great L.A. mayor, when she was on Capitol Hill, she also did a reparations commission. And I know all about this, again, because I had this whole thing on Fox News that I had to do time and time again in 2021, where we talked about the fact that only 3% of white Americans can be traced back to slavery here today. And that was in 2021, mind you. Okay? So number one, it's impossible. So when something's impossible, why do you feel the need to study something that's impossible? Well, you say these things pretty much like our texter Craig in Harford County pointed out. You say these things because you want to send the virtual signaling. You want black people to believe that you actually care and that you believe that they are owed something. And I don't know if it's from white people in general or for the government, because they still have not said, you know, not a single study into this has yet to say where they believe they can actually pull the money. So because there's only 3% that's tied to slavery as far as white Americans, you would have to assume that they're going to pull the money from the government. Do we have money to pull right now with trillions of dollars of debt? No. In the state of Maryland, with Senate Bill 587, the Maryland Reparations Commission, do you think they can pull money from the state of Maryland when we're facing a $3 billion deficit? No. Now, whether or not somebody believes that reparations are owed, I mean, we could argue that as well. I personally, here in 2025, I don't believe reparations are owed. And I understand, Joe, you're assuming that your ancestors and all these other black ancestors would have had all this financial literacy at their fingertips. Meanwhile, again, this is coming right off of slavery where we were not educated at all. And I'm not saying that some people wouldn't know how to create generational wealth. What I'm saying is that is pretty much kindly unlikely, okay? So if you believe that your ancestors would have created all this generational wealth for you, that's great. You can have that belief. I'm not one to believe that that would have happened. Possibly maybe for 10% of black Americans, possibly. But we were then at a time where we could not read or write or do basic math ourselves, not because we didn't go to school like they're doing in Baltimore City. It's because we did not have access to it because of slavery, right? So again, what you're noting here, it just does not make any sense. You would have to have all of these assumptions in place. Not only that, once it got to a certain generation, don't forget the welfare state that came into play in the 60s, right? Thanks to Lyndon Johnson. I mean, there were so many things that happened in history, and we can't go back. And trust me, there are a lot of things that were awful, and I believe that 100%. But at the same time, when it comes to reparations in 2025, we don't need a commission to study it. It ain't going to happen. It's impossible. And if they try to make it happen, what would happen next, right? Because I know, Joe, you're the one that talks to me about the morning market all the time. You know for a fact that we'll see what? More inflation. More inflation. Then what does your reparations mean at that point in time when you've got more inflation? It means absolutely nothing. Just like you're increasing the minimum wage. It means absolutely nothing. So why would you do such a thing? Why? Why would they vote for such a thing? Because it's virtue signaling. They don't actually care. They want you to believe that black people are owed something from the government. I have a blank sheet of paper right in front of me, and that is a detailed list of what the government owes me as a black woman. I'm going to get to the phone lines here, because I know a lot of you have been waiting patiently. I've got Kurt in Edgewater. Kurt, you wanted to weigh in on the reparations.
First thing, the Northern soldiers, hundreds of thousands of people died to free the slaves. And the Democrat Party is 100% guilty of the slavery. If anybody should pay reparations, it should be the Democrat Party. But instead, the people go out and vote for them. So you tell me that isn't pretzel logic.
Yeah.
And the KKK, who started that, that was 100% Democrat Party. And all the racism down the lines.
Jim Crow, yep.
So, I mean, it's just laughable. But what does Joe do? He goes out and supports, no matter what it is, he supports the Democrat Party. So, you know, what can you say about pretzel logic?
Yeah. Well, Kurt, thank you so much for weighing in. I appreciate you. I will say, I don't know exactly which way Joe has voted. We haven't had that conversation. I do have a text here from John. John says, Kim, I do feel that Joe might have a chip on his shoulder, and I think it's holding him back. And I think that's a very reasonable comment here, because I feel the same way. I do. I do feel as though that Joe listens to the show, and I do feel, though, that he has common sense and he has logic. But for some reason, there's just this little piece of Joe, and I don't know what it is. But I see this often, and I, you know what? I will say in black men. I don't see it often in black women. And when it comes to black women, more generally, not always, obviously, but more generally, I will see that usually they're not very open-minded on some of these topics. Black men, I've noticed, are very open-minded on these topics, and they're very open-minded even with President Trump. When it comes to black women, I would say maybe 20 to 30% will be open-minded on these things. I don't know what's holding some of these individuals back from taking that next step. I wish I had the answer, because I would have applied that when I was out knocking doors, right, or calling voters in this last election cycle. I don't have that answer. I don't have it. Meanwhile, if you look at the numbers, we did very well with African immigrants, those that were either born in another country in general, or if they were first generation born here in America and they had African immigrant parents. We did very well with African immigrants. So I don't know where this chip, you know, comes from. I would have to believe it's just all this racial divide that has been fueled, you know, for the past 60 years. That's all I could think that it comes from that, but I'm not quite sure about that. I've got Mark in Catonsville. Mark, you wanted to weigh in?
Yeah, good morning, Tim. Just a coincidence. I'm up at Panera Bread reading my newspaper, drinking my coffee, and I come across the article about the reparations. And I just started shaking my head. I started reading a little bit. And I'm like, didn't they do this before? I said, they want to form a commission. And what other tax are they going to tax us to fund this?
Yeah.
And then I get in my car, turn the radio on, I hear you yelling about something, and you're talking about the exact same thing about the reparations. And all I can do is just shake my head. I said, what's next?
Yeah. Yeah, no, Mark, you're right. And they are. They're going to spend money on the data and the experts for, you know, these studies, like you said, that have been done time and time again. So, again, it's a waste of taxpayer dollars.
Exactly.
Yeah. Well, Mark, thank you so much for calling in. And as a coincidence, I do believe in some coincidences. Yeah, not all. But it's some. Looks like I've got Tom in Parkville. Tom, you wanted to weigh in? Hello, Tom?
Hey, Kim.
Hey.
By the way, I'm Irish. Do I get reparations too? Just saying.
No, not for Irish. No, you get a day right like there? Today. You get to wear green, Tom.
Well, I know. I'm okay with that. My family came over on the Irish potato famine. I'm sidebarring here. So no slavery in my history. None.
Yeah.
Anyhow, here's the thing about the reparations. Now, I worked in Annapolis. It was over 4 years ago now. But if you remember back in the day, back in that time, $60 million went somehow missing for the city schools. Missing. Maybe they should commission on finding that. That'll help fund it, right? That's number one.
Yeah.
Next year, the following year, they decided, well, they came back with hat in hand. They said, well, we would like some more money. Well, I think we should put some accountability in there. How do you think they reacted to that?
Oh, I'm sure they didn't want it.
No, of course not. Of course they didn't. And, you know, no accountability. And here's the thing. I heard you opine about the Senate voting for this thing, and I knew Carl Jackson was going to vote for it. That's another story right there.
No, oh, that's heartbreaking part for me, Tom. But go ahead.
Well, it's really not. If you go to his record, if you believe CPAC's numbers, he scored a zero on conservative votes. So don't let him fool you or any other Republican. He is not for you. That's just, I know that from history. But never, just remember also that all of the Senate, every member of the Senate, voted for Kerwin, including on the House side, your first guest, Brian Chisholm. They voted for this thing. They share some of the blame. And I'll say this in terms of reparations. How many trillions of dollars have we spent in social spending since Johnson's presidency? Trillions.
Yeah.
Trillions. I think there's enough. And if there's no accountability for this reparation, I don't see how this doesn't become a free-for-all. Can't afford it.
Right.
Can't afford it.
Yeah.
But maybe they should make a pledge not to get any more social money, barring unemployment, Social Security, those things. Because just sign off on them. Got your money, you're done. And I've been advocating that for a while now, but nobody wants to do that. Nobody. Yeah, it's understandable. So you know, I just think that their greed is overshot in the system. And to bring that up at a time, like you said many times, to bring that up now is just a straw dog. Maybe it's just a shiny penny over here while we, you know, deal with this huge deficit that we're dealing. A lot of people I'm talking to, including myself, are wondering if Maryland's a home to stay.
Yeah, a lot of people are wondering that.
Just saying.
Tom, thank you so much, as always. Thank you so much. I appreciate you. And, you know, it was disheartening to see some of the people on here that voted for the Reparations Commission. Let's see, you had Mr. President, which is Bill Ferguson, Augustine. As he mentioned, Carl Jackson. You had Cory McCray also voted for it. Now, interesting, Senator Cory McCray is also the one pushing for $20 minimum wage. Like, where did they think this money is coming from? You know, I got Robert in the text line. He says, you know something, Kim, perhaps this is just another potential slush fund to be distributed to the Democratic Party. I don't put anything past these people anymore. You know, you never know, Robert. That could always be a case, too. I got Chris in Essex. Chris, you wanted to weigh in?
Yeah, I wanted to throw this out there. I mean, you know, through the past 50 years, you know, haven't a large part of the black community been collecting welfare benefits and food stamps and having their lives paid for them and retiring on welfare?
Yeah.
And getting tax credits for work that they've done, that they didn't do?
Yeah. Well, you know, Chris, that's different. They feel like that is just owed automatically. That's different. Plus, more, you know, everybody takes part in that. So it's not just for black people.
Well, no, you're right.
Yeah.
For sure. But, I mean, at the end of the day, to me, that's a reparation. If you're, you know, welfare was there to help you get on your feet, not for you to live on.
Right.
And when you choose to live on it, I think that at least that part of people who think that they're owed it, you know, you're out. And as far as people that, like, if you're a black or white, you know, black or a black man or a black woman, who decided that you're not going to accept that and that you wanted to work for a living, well, you took advantage of the American dream.
Yeah.
What do you need reparations for?
Yeah, yeah. Look, well, you know, people's where they are now in 2025, Chris, and you might agree here. I mean, life is about choices. And I will say, I didn't always make the right choices. But you dealt with the consequences. And, you know, right now, you're right. Everybody has this opportunity to seize on the land of opportunity, which is why we have so many immigrants coming here. They're not looking for a handout. Well, some of them are, but those that came here originally as immigrants, they weren't looking for a handout. They just knew that they had opportunities here. And I think that's how everybody should view this country.
Exactly.
Yeah.
You know? I mean, it's just, you know, I think a lot of it, too, is to get the black community ginned up and get them fighting with the rest of the other communities.
Yeah.
Because it's the way you keep people separated, because if they come together, then government can't control everything. And that's another big thing. And like that guy Robert said, I agree with him. I think it's another way for them to do, you know, just as somewhat of a study and make money disappear. That's all that is. That's all I think it is.
It could be, Chris. Thank you so much for calling in. I hope you have a great week.
Yep, you too. Thanks.
Thank you. And, you know, we'll wrap this conversation up when we get back. But this does keep, it keeps us divided, really. So all those in the Senate that voted for Senate Bill 587, the Maryland Reparations Commission, thank you so much for continuing to vote for division. You must be proud of yourself.
Attention hunters, outdoor enthusiasts, and sportsmen. The Sassafras River Ducks Unlimited and Galenia Volunteer Fire Company present the third annual Sportsman's Bash. Saturday, April 12th at 90 East Cross Street, Galenia, Maryland. Doors open at 11:30 a.m. with 28 prizes on the main ticket, 50-50 cash prizes, assorted gun raffle tables, and more. Enjoy raw oysters, pit beef, mac and cheese, plus cold draft beer and a cash bar. Tickets to attend are just $65. Raffle-only tickets, just $35. Both types of tickets also get you a one-year membership to Ducks Unlimited. You don't have to be present to win. Get your tickets now. www.ducks.org/Maryland hashtag events. That's www.ducks.org/Maryland, hashtag See you there.
Comcast Business helps turn today's small businesses into engines of modern business. It's how restaurants become reliably up and running neighborhood favorites. How retailers become seamlessly restocking, cyber securing must-visit shops. And how healthcare offices become the data managing caregivers that we all depend on. With reliable connectivity, enhanced cybersecurity, advanced fiber solutions, and Wi-Fi backup, Comcast Business is powering the engine of modern business, powering possibilities.
Now through May 4th, new customers can get started with 150 megabit internet for $59.99 a month for 12 months with a 2-year agreement. Plus, ask how to get up to a $500 prepaid card on a qualifying gig bundle. Call today. Restrictions apply. Not available in all areas. Requires enrollment and paperless billing and automatic payments with bank account. Early termination fee applies. Equipment, taxes, and other fees extra and subject to change.
The Rob Carson Show.
What is America is what's in Washington, D.C. right now, thanks to the American Revolution that happened on November the 5th. But they are not done fighting. The left is not done trying to take America to hell with it. And it's not going to work. And that this sort of anti-Semitism has been allowed to foment. And by the way, it's bought and paid for. It is George Soros money. It is Iran money. It is USAID money. It's not organic, these anti-Semitic protests on university campuses. Not one little bit.
The Rob Carson Show. Weekdays, noon to 3 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
All right, we're wrapping up this conversation in regards to Senate Bill 587. That's right, the Senate passed a bill in Annapolis to study reparations. They want a reparations commission. Yes, the study has been done a million times already, but apparently they can't actually Google the studies that have been done a million times already in many different states across the country. They can't actually do that. They want to do a study here in Maryland using your tax dollars to hire the experts and all the data analysts and all that good stuff. Because, again, Google doesn't quite work for these senators that voted for this. Again, we're wrapping it up. I got Scott in Kingsville. Scott, you wanted to weigh in?
Yeah, Kim. Yeah, the winning ticket for the Democrat Party, they discovered a long time ago, is to create this racial separation and to teach certain people to hate other people, and it's been very successful for them because they take young people that know nothing about history and they teach them all these things that create separation. It all boils down to it's called evolution. Once upon a time, mankind didn't have refrigerators, didn't have tractors. So back in the days of Jesus, I mean, there was Egyptian slaves. Eventually, we had Irish slaves. We've had other people. When we were building our railroads, we brought in Chinese slaves and all this stuff. So our history of evolution, but that's what you got to put in perspective. If we didn't have refrigerators and tractors and electricity and all this stuff, our history is we'd look for people that we could bring on cheaply and sometimes, offensively, treat these people. But we've evolved. We learn. We progress. And that's why nobody wants racial separation so far as the conservatives. But the Democrat Party has found this winning ticket. All they got to do is push that racial button, and they have instant success with a large percentage of people of color because they don't understand this history that everybody along the line has went through a heck and high water. When we had a recession in this country, people were in long lines just hoping to get a little food and all this stuff. So if you want to talk about history, you got to talk about the whole history of this country. You can't just segregate one entity and then leave out everybody else, because that's very intentional by the Democrat Party, because that's their winning ticket, create racial hatred, and they've been very successful at that.
Yeah, Scott, you hit the nail on the head. I agree with you 100%. Hope you have a great week. I also have Ed in Edgewood. You wanted to weigh in on reparations?
Yes, I would. My goodness, Scott hit the nail, right on the head with that. Did we give the Native American reformation?
No.
Did we give the Chinese, who built our railroads and helped build half of this country, reformations?
Well, some people would say yes. Yeah.
And like Scott said, slavery has been around since the beginning of time. It is an impossible feat. We cannot do this. This country cannot afford it. Point blank.
No, you're right, Ed. Thank you so much. I hope you have a great week. And some people believe that the Indians living on the reservations is another form of reparations. I don't know. I don't. You know what? I don't even go over those types of things because it's just it's nonsensical. 3% of whites today can be traced back to slavery. 3% out of the entire country. What are you planning to do with that? It's 2025. If you were going to push reparations, do you not believe all of these individuals like Maxine Waters, all these people that have been talking about it for decades, you don't think they would have done this already? They haven't done it because they can't. Ken in the text line says, Kim, love your show and your courage. Anyway, I'd like to join the conversation regarding how ridiculous Democrats are in Annapolis. I strongly believe that people that are in power because of election cheating can do anything they want because they feel emboldened to do anything they want to do. Yeah, you know, Ken, I know you got some more there, but here's the bottom line in the state of Maryland. A lot of these people are government workers. A lot of these people are with nonprofits, and that's why they're so upset about USAID and breaking up all that money. That's why they're so upset about losing the federal government jobs. That's why they're upset about all these things, because that is the actual blueprint, as we noted before. And so now that they're losing some individuals in those industries, in those sectors, they're going to have to figure out, you know, what makes sense. And so all the stuff that they voted for in the past, all the taxes and the fees, they're going to have to change positions. Coming up next, we're going to talk about the FBI headquarters, what President Trump had to say over the weekend.
With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. The Trump administration putting the pedal to the metal when it comes to building the rest of the long-delayed border wall aimed at securing the border with Mexico. President Trump's poll numbers are rising. In an NBC News poll, Mr. Trump enjoys the highest job approval rating he's ever had. And more registered voters think the country is on the right track than at any point since way back in 2004. The president, trying to close a deal aimed at ending the bloodshed in Ukraine, says he'll talk tomorrow with Russian President Vladimir Putin and may have something to announce. Forecasters warn of fierce winds today, extending from Florida all the way to New Jersey. Potentially flooding rains also possible across the Northeast, following deadly weekend storms across the Midwest and the South. Wall Street, the Dow up 146 points. More details, srnnews.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Melissa Segev, one of the doctors and one of the owners at Audiology Associates. Our group of doctors has been providing hearing and balanced care in Maryland for over 35 years. Audiology Associates has grown to include 11 offices throughout Maryland, including the Eastern Shore and Annapolis, Baltimore City, and Baltimore County. As doctors of audiology, we care for patients' hearing and balanced care. If you feel like the TV is louder than your family would like, or if you're asking family members to repeat themselves often, it is time to have your hearing evaluated by a doctor of audiology. Our doctors treat a wide range of hearing issues. Sometimes the solution is as simple as removing wax from your ear canal. So call our main number at 410-944-3100, or you can visit our website at aaiaudiology.com to make an appointment. Your initial consultation is covered by almost all insurance plans, and hearing aids may be covered as well. So call our office at 410-944-3100. Audiology Associates, when silence is not golden.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
The old adage behind every great man is a great woman may not be politically correct these days, but it did come up yesterday in College Park. Maryland head coach Kevin Willard asked how quickly he can flush the loss against Michigan and look ahead to the NCAAs.
As my wife said, you got to be ready to be excited about the second season. And 5 o'clock hit, I let it go. I'm super excited now, and I'm excited about this team. I'm excited about going out west. Done it once before, so I'm excited to get back out there again.
Terps will try to keep up with the Antelopes of Grand Canyon University in Seattle. It's a 4-13 matchup on Friday at 4:35. Slowly but surely, opening day coming into view for the Orioles, now just 10 days away. And while the Birds have named Zach Eflin their day one starter, they have yet to name their fifth starter. Albert Suarez making his case yesterday with 5 innings of one-run ball against the Tigers. Birds win it 7-1. Meanwhile, shortstop Gunnar Henderson out since February 27th, still eyeing an opening day return.
Feeling good, progressing really well right now. Everything's feeling good. I take some ground balls today, swung a little bit more. So we're making strides in the right direction.
Should Gunnar not be available, it's likely that Jackson Holliday would slide over to short. Coming up in 30 minutes, could DeAndre Hopkins be the missing piece? And that is Stein on Sports.
Want the truth about investing in retirement? The stuff Wall Street does not want to tell you? What if there were a strategy to capture significant market gains without the risk of traditional markets? Interested? Bill O'Reilly here. Would you like a retirement strategy that allows you to retire with confidence without the fear of running out of money? Then please talk to Rod Barowie and the Safe Retirement Solutions team. 410-266-1120. 410-266-1120.
You still could see a shower or two briefly this morning, but we're on our way to a dry afternoon. Partly cloudy, cooler today, 58 this afternoon, and temperatures tonight, mid-upper 30s. It doesn't stay cool very long. We quickly start to warm back up. Tomorrow, sunny and 65. Wednesday, more sunshine, 70. Some rain heads our way Thursday afternoon. I'm meteorologist Terry Smith from the Weather Channel for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Rapid radios are instant push-to-talk walkie-talkies, offering national LTE coverage and no subscription ever. A great alternative to a mobile phone for your kids. For a limited time, go to rapidradios.com and you'll get 60% off, free UPS shipping. Add code radio and get an extra 5% off.
Have you heard of plantar fasciitis? Hi, it's Jonathan Cotton with the Good Feet Store. Imagine jumping off the back of a pickup truck onto some rocks. That's what it felt like when I was suffering from plantar fasciitis. After searching and trying so many other products, I finally found relief with Goodfeet Arch Supports, and they still keep me running today. Now I get to help others who are struggling with plantar fasciitis to live their life pain-free. Here's another customer sharing their Goodfeet story.
Plantar fasciitis feels like pointed, sharp pain. It just hurts all the time. It feels like your foot is squeezing on itself. When I drove past the Goodfeet store, I thought, I'm just going to stop in. They wanted to make sure that they gave me the right arch support that were personally fitted just for me. Then it was like, okay, this is something special. These make a difference.
The Goodfeet store is in Annapolis, Columbia, Hunt Valley, and in White Marsh, with other locations across greater D.C. and Baltimore. Visit goodfeet.com to book your appointment today.
The Sean Hannity Show.
We have to remember that Trump is the guy who ushered in the era of fake news.
They are the ones that peddled the phony news. The irony of all of it is none of these people have come to the realization yet that legacy media died. And it is dead, it is gone, it is buried.
Sean Hannity, weekdays 3 to 6 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
All right, happy St. Patrick's Day. Man, oh man, we had a great first hour, I believe, and need to hear in the second hour as well. I do want to thank again Delegate Brian Chisholm for coming on at the top of the show to talk about Crossover Day. That is officially today in Annapolis, so we'll see what other bills pop up. With that note, we have Glenn Gilhard joining us in studio tomorrow. Of course, he has the rundown on all of the bills that have been introduced in both the House and the Senate. So we'll talk with Glenn about possibly, I would think, around 15 to 20 bills that we should keep our eyes on. And there's some bills that have been introduced that also do great things. So we want to make sure that we balance it and talk about the great bills as well as the bad bills. But unfortunately, here in the state of Maryland, there's lots of bad bills. So so usually that happens. Also, we were speaking about the officer that was shot last week at the Wilkins precinct. We were hoping to have more information here on Monday morning, but we do not. I just wanted to note that he was released, that officer was released from the hospital, shock trauma, that is, on Saturday. And I got to show my daughter Olivia the video because, of course, you had all the officers in the hallways in the hospital, you know, saluting as this officer was leaving in a wheelchair. And then, of course, you know, you had all the cars and, you know, all of the police patrol cars that were lined on the streets as that officer was leaving the hospital. And, of course, Olivia said, thank goodness he's still alive. I said yes, because it would be, you know, a very different ceremony for sure. So we'll continue to wait and see if we get more information. I did speak to a police officer at my gym over the weekend, by the way. You know what's funny is that some people sometimes will recognize, you know, who I am, but it's funny because I go in there with no makeup and a hat on, and I swear my clothes don't match. You would think that I'm homeless, right? Like, I look like a totally different person because I want to get in there and get out. I hate working out. So anyways, but this one officer, he's like, hey, Kim, you know, so we stopped and we were talking about this. And we, of course, we were talking about some of the precincts that need so many different updates. He did mention Cockeysville Yeah, I forgot about Cockeysville. That was pretty old as well. Wilkins, of course, on the list. And Essex, I mean, they're in dire need, I think, as of yesterday, that needs some updates. But as I was talking to the officer, it sounds like the officer that was shot could have possibly been randomly chosen and that person was looking for a police officer to shoot. Like we mentioned, if you walk into the Wilkins precinct, you have that bulletproof glass there. And so if that person walked in, that suspect walked into that precinct, saw the bulletproof glass, realized that they could not shoot an officer through that glass, perhaps that's why they walked back outside of the precinct and then shot the officer pumping gas into his car. We don't know, obviously, but we'll continue to wait and see if we'll get some more information on that. But happy to report that he is out of the hospital and resting at home. From my understanding, the suspect is still in the hospital, and that suspect was shot multiple times. So the officer was shot once, I'm hearing, towards the abdomen area, and then the suspect was shot multiple times, but in the lower region, but again, multiple times. So we'll continue to keep our eyes on that. Also, remember last week, I was wondering what we were going to do as far as building the wall on the southern border. Well, just so you know, Kristi Noem, our DHS secretary, she did note that they are building 7 miles of the wall. I know there were a lot of people saying 7 miles, that's nothing. And trust me, I understand what they're saying on that. But that's what they're getting started on in the coming weeks here, because I was wondering what we were going to do. I knew that we still had, and I don't know if, you know, and this is because I've been to the border a couple of times, but we still have all of the items to, you know, to build the wall. It's weird because it's just like laying there on the ground. It's very strange that they just would stop building, even though we've got all the metal and everything sitting there. Well, anyways, according to Kristi Noem, they are going to put up 7 miles pretty much immediately because they do have the items and, of course, the equipment down there. And she was showing some parts of the border where, you know, virtually you saw no one, you know, trying to cross, where in those areas you had lots of people trying to cross in the past. So, again, President Trump being in office sends a strong message to those that want to cross our borders illegally. And I absolutely love that. Now we got to get to the big question of the day. All right. And that is in regards to the FBI headquarters. Of course, if you haven't already, I want you to go to WCBM.com. And I want you to participate in the poll today, which is brought to you by Renovation Real Estate. Should Governor Westmore fight harder to keep the FBI headquarters in Maryland? I'm going to get to those numbers here in just a second. But I wanted you to take a listen to President Trump as he was speaking about the FBI headquarters and how he feels that it would benefit the Americans to be near the DOJ. Take a listen.
You know, you have that big FBI building, and it's a very big building, and they were going to build an FBI headquarters 3 hours away in Maryland, a liberal state, but that has no bearing on what I'm about to say, but we're going to stop it. Not going to let that happen. We're going to build another big FBI building right where it is, which would have been the right place because the FBI and the DOJ have to be near each other. That's one thing I did learn from this persecution. The FBI and the DOJ work together. Now, in my case, they work together for bad purposes, but they do. They were always together. So how can you have one that's 3 hours away? But one thing I said to Cash, well, we're going to get a great building built. It's going to be a magnificent building. He said, sir, we don't need that kind of room. I said, what do you mean? He said, I'm just going to take a old Department of Commerce building that's about 25% the size, and that's what I need. We're going to have the best staff that you've ever seen, and that's what I need. It's in a nice location, but I don't need that big building. Why don't you just sell the site to somebody, and we're going to be very happy. And they want to have far fewer people, but we also want to have them in D.C. And if for no other reason, we like having law enforcement walking the streets of our capital.
All right. And so you heard there, President Trump, he said one thing he learned after all that he went through is that the DOJ and the FBI work in partnership, basically. And I think many of us have already known that. But here you have in the state of Maryland where Governor Westmore is very upset with the fact that President Trump has decided that it should not be in Maryland, the headquarters. And it's crazy. Of course, this is what Governor Moore was tweeting about on X all weekend, even though, you know, astonishingly, we are still facing this $3 billion deficit in the state and so many bills that are coming up that are just awful. But he was talking about this, and he even noted that he called the White House after After he learned from the media that President Trump is changing course and that the FBI headquarters will not be here in Maryland, apparently, according to Wes Moore, he or someone in his office tried to contact the White House, and he said that nobody answered. I'm not kidding you. That was his quote. There was no answer. Now, meanwhile, he's on the Governors Association. Remember, President Trump appointed him to be one of those governors. But it's interesting because he's, I guess he has no one to call about this. I don't know. Here's what I'm thinking, too. When it comes to the employees of the FBI, if you are an employee and you're looking at all the taxes and the fees and the bills and, you know, the legislation they're discussing in Annapolis, do you really want to live in Maryland? I would say no. And this is what we've been talking about for at least a month here on Kim Klasick Live. It's like, what is the incentive to actually live here? There isn't one. You know, you can't even point to the school system, right? Because, you know, sometimes, say you have a good public education system. You know, myself as a mother, right, I would say, all right, there's a lot of taxes, there are a lot of fees. You know, it's a high cost of living, but the public education system is stellar. And I know that my daughter is going to receive a great education. She doesn't have to go to a private school to get it. And she'll go off to a great, you know, college or go straight to work or do whatever. But I know that she'll be successful. You can't even say that about the state of Maryland. You've got literally nothing here. Nothing that would be an incentive. You also have the crime and violence aspect of it. Now, over the weekend, of course, Governor Wes Moore, he plays this game where he's just in D.C., right? It's like he's only running for president now. Well, he was at the Gridiron Dinner over the weekend. And if you don't know what that is, it's kind of like one of those roasting dinners where they roast people and all this other stuff. And there was a member that stood up and was talking about, you know, Governor Wes Moore and, you know, how he's going to be a leader of the country or at one point in time. And this came out of Caitlin Collins. She posted it over the weekend. And, of course, Governor Moore responded and said, I'd like to thank the leader of the Republican Party, Mitch McConnell. So, meanwhile, the joke didn't land very well because it wasn't that funny. I don't know who wrote that for him because he does have good speech writers, like I've noted in the past. But maybe comedy is just not their thing. Well, anyways, he said Mitch McConnell, Senator Mitch McConnell, is the leader of the Republican Party. And I guess that was just, you know, a joke saying obviously he has, you know, no power, no control of the Republican Party. Well, anyways, that was where he was this weekend. And I'm just thinking to myself, like, again, you know, you want to one day run for the Oval Office. That is very clear. But you're not there yet. And not only are you not there yet, your state is in shambles. Okay? You've got the Curwood Commission / blueprint that we can't afford. You've got people, you know, obviously with the teachers union and Democrat officials that are urging that everybody come together and pass this thing. And it, you know, it passed in the House, but I hope it doesn't pass in the Senate. It probably will. But even you, Governor Moore, you tried to put amendments there that delegates rejected. You have a lot going on at home. So I don't know why you're playing footsie with those in D.C. because you think you're on your way to the Oval Office. You're not. If you want any kind of advice, I suggest you call Martin O'Malley. And he'll let you know how well you'll do on the national scene if you continue to allow Maryland to go down the tubes. McCormick Spice, this is one of many companies, right, that is saying already that they're going to leave the state. If the delegation, and obviously if Governor Wes Moore goes through with some of these taxes and fees. McCormick is serious. When has McCormick ever gone to Annapolis and testified and it be made public like this? What has McCormick ever done that? I can tell you, never. This is serious. And so I don't know why you're down in D.C. playing games, but here's the big question of the day. Here is the big question of the day. Should Governor Wes Moore fight harder to keep the FBI headquarters in Maryland? So far, 24% of you say yes. 76% of you say no. And I want you to weigh in on this. 410-WCBM-680, 410-922-6680. If you haven't already, go to the App Store, download the app for WCBM. It is free. And you can actually text me through that app, and it comes here live in studio, and I'll read some of your text messages. Here's how I feel about this, and it wasn't an easy decision for me, right? And again, should Governor Wes Moore fight harder to keep the FBI headquarters here? If you are Governor Moore, and you're on his team, and you want to go to the Oval Office, then you would fight harder and you wouldn't say something as, I tried to call the White House and nobody answered. Okay? If you were Governor Wes Warren in his camp, I would fight a lot harder than that. I wouldn't just be posting things on X or on Facebook saying, oh my gosh, you know, this is so awful and I hope that we get the headquarters. No. You are going to have to get off your rear end and you're going to have to do a couple different things. This is where I am on this. First, you need to call AG Anthony Brown. You need him to withdraw from these lawsuits against the administration. Some people will say, oh, I don't think that makes a big difference. And you could possibly be right on that. But how does it look when you were at the Army-Navy game and you were shaking hands with President Trump and President Trump asked you at that game, what do you need from me? Remember, this all came out. What do you need from me? And you had Governor Wes Moore said, I need money for the Francis Scott Key Bridge rebuild, right? And I'm almost certain he would have had to say, we want to make sure that the federal funds coming to Maryland remain on its way to Maryland. You would have had to say that. That right there was the olive branch from President Trump. Wouldn't Governor Moore, AG Anthony Brown, Mayor Brandon Scott, what did all these people do after that? They said what? They weren't going to work with Tom Homan and ICE. They said the hell with the Department of Homeland Security. Then they said what? They said, oh, you know, President Trump, he's doing all these things unilaterally. We're going to sue him. He can't do this with the federal workers. He can't stop money coming to the state. He can't do this. We're suing, right? You made all these comments publicly. This is after he extended the olive branch to you. And now you're dumbfounded that he doesn't care if the FBI headquarters is here in the state of Maryland? You can't be that stupid. You can't be. If you were smart, Governor Moore, and look, you want to go to the Oval Office, you got to be smart to go there, I would think. I don't know. The Joe Biden part, I still don't understand. I don't want to get, you know, I digress. But you would have to think that you would be smart enough to have some kind of strategy to get you to the Oval Office. And if you want to get there, knowing that President Trump won all seven swing states, he won the popular vote, and he came to the Army-Navy game and said to you, hi, my friend, let's start this all on a good foot. And you said what? No. No, I'm going to pander to my base. I'm going to make everybody believe that I absolutely hate President Trump. I'm going to hire legal counsel. So whatever step that President Trump takes, I'm going to see whether or not it's legal, using taxpayer dollars, mind you, to do this. You have people in your state like myself, Governor, that voted for President Trump and everything that he's doing, yet you're using my tax dollars to go up against him. So a part of me is saying, I don't really care if the FBI headquarters is here. You did it to yourself. But another part of me is saying, this is beyond my hate for the Democrats and what they're currently doing. This is beyond that. Did I think that the FBI headquarters would have been great to come to Maryland? Sure. Do I think that it would have brought more career opportunities? Sure. Because at the end of the day, I guess it's just in me. This is who I am. I want better careers here in the state of Maryland. So, with that question of the day, should Governor Wes Moore fight harder to keep the FBI headquarters in Maryland? Again, 24% of you say yes, 76% of you say no. I have to be very honest with you. I am part of the 24%. I say yes. And it's not because I care at all about Governor Moore, A.G. Brown, and all the nonsense that they've been pulling lately. It's because I care about the residents here in the state of Maryland. When you get back, if you want to weigh in, you can. 410-WCBO-680, 410-922-6680. Looks like I have some text messages to read. And then also, Congressman Kwaisi Fube. I know, we talked about him 2 weeks ago. We're going to talk about him one more time here today because he had a video that went viral, and I got to tell you about it.
Finding assisted living is tricky enough without someone trying to trick you. That's why at Lorien, they don't tell you one thing on the tour, then something else after you move in. They tell you exactly what to expect, from their transparent pricing to their robust available medical care with a licensed nurse on site 24 hours a day. Lorien was Maryland's first assisted living location over 45 years ago, and they strive to be Maryland's most reassuring now. Their pricing calculator provides a great start. Try it online at LorienMakesSense.com.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast
from their professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Rapid radios are instant push to talk walkie-talkies, offering national LTE coverage and no subscriptions ever. A great alternative to a mobile phone for your kids. For a limited time, go to rapidradios.com now for 60% off and free UPS shipping. Add code radio and get an extra 5% off.
Do you own a business? Do you want to attract new customers to your business? WCBM can help take your business to new heights with a comprehensive advertising campaign with our station. At WCBM, we can design an effective advertising campaign utilizing radio ads, digital ads, and social media. Your account executive at WCBM is an expert in creating a customized campaign that will deliver results. Visit WCBM.com or call to get started on your advertising campaign today.
The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot.
There are men and there are women. There's an XX a chromosome, a woman, and an XY chromosome, a man. That's it. And anything else, they are mutations.
You have a very, very slight chance.
That's it. That's it. You can feel like anything else you want. You can claim that you're anything else you want, but that's it.
The Morning Drive, 6 to 9, with Casey and Elliot on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
All right, happy St. Patrick's Day. Don't forget, don't leave the house without something green. You know, for anything, at least it'd be for good luck, right? At least it'd be for good luck. We were talking about the big question of the day here, which is at WCBM.com, brought to you by Renovation Real Estate. Should Governor Wes Moore fight harder to keep the FBI headquarters in Maryland? As President Trump noted, he wants the FBI headquarters to be near the DOJ, and I understand that. It was funny when Trump said it was Maryland was 3 hours away. I mean, high traffic time, I guess. But where was it going? It was going in like Greenbelt, right? Like over there in PG County. Yeah, I don't know if it would have been 3 hours. I mean, I guess if there was a huge accident or something. But I guess he was just trying to make his point there. Right now, says, 19% of you say yes, Governor Moore should fight harder to keep the FBI headquarters in Maryland. 81% of you say no. It looks like, look, I'm in the minority here. You're saying he should not fight harder to keep the FBI headquarters here. I guess I just look at it, it's like, man, as the state of Maryland, what do we have? You know, it breaks my heart. We have nothing. We have nothing. And we have our feckless leaders to thank for it. Also, Congressman Kwaisian Fume, I wanted to tell you really quickly about this video that I saw circulating on Facebook, not on X, on Facebook. It was Congressman Fume dancing around doing the Soul Train at Morgan State University, and I guess they had some kind of event. Now, I will say, Morgan State University is a great school, a great school. Many friends that went to Morgan State, I met some young people at Morgan State. Actually spoke at Morgan State a couple of times when I was running my nonprofit in Baltimore City. Really good school. Kwaisian Fume was doing the Soul Train line at Morgan State, and that video was going around Facebook over the weekend. And it dawned on me that this guy, he shows up to the parties, right? He's always at all the parties. And I thought to myself, if we really want him to show up in his district to some of these schools that have kids that are failing math, reading, you know, all of these things, perhaps we should make it a party, right? Like, you know, hear me out on this. Maybe we should make it a party at some of these schools where these kids can't read at all. And then maybe Congressman Kwaisian Fume will show up because he loves a good party. I was just thinking about this. You know, all this time I was trying to get him to debate me in 2020. Had we just invited him to a black tie event, and then we just, you know, we had, you know, the moderator turn it over to a debate during the black tie event, we would have been able to get him there. But that just, it boggles my mind that you have this guy who has been in a leadership position in the 7th District in some capacity for 30 years, right? Whether it's the NAACP, whether when he was in Congress before, whether he was on city council, right, in Baltimore. And yet he's got one of the worst districts in the country, whether it's the crime, the violence, the schools, the lack of career opportunities. Talk about no career opportunities. Where are you working in West Baltimore? You've got the food deserts. Doc Cheatham has called the show and multiple shows how many times talking about the food desert. They can't get a food market. And Congressman Kwesi Fube is doing the Soul Train line dance at Morgan State University. And he's attending all the black tie events, but can't show up for anything else. Despicable. All right, when we get back, if you want to weigh in about the FBI headquarters, you can. 410-WCBM-680. 410-922-6680. I want to take your calls on that one. Also, we will get into the Second Look Act, which was debated in the House on Saturday in Annapolis. And Ivanka Trump, I wanted to tell you about her relatable moment there. As a mom, I can completely relate. So I wanted to share that with you.
Hey, attention, Maryland business owners. Did you know that you've been paying into a program that can upgrade your lighting for free? Now it's called Empower Maryland. And if you